Carney, the White House's economic forecast has a better track record than the Fed's. By John Carney on March 11, 2019. Critics of President Donald Trump are complaining that the White House's latest economic projections depend on a rosy scenario of the economy growing 3% or more. The problem is that the basis for these complaints is the Federal Reserve's economic forecasts, which have been far off base in recent years. The Fed's projection was too high for 2016 and too low in both 2017 and 2018. The Trump administration's budget forecasts gross domestic product to 3.2% in 2019, 3.1% in 2020 and 3% in 2021. The Federal Reserve, at its December interest rate policy meeting, forecast 2.3% this year, 2.0% next year, and 1.8% in 2021. So who has a better track record? The Trump administration nailed 2018's 3.1% GDP growth in its 2018 budget. The Federal Reserve at its December 2017 meeting forecast 2.5% growth for the following year, 0.6 percentage points too low. The prior year, the Fed forecast 2.1% growth for 2017. The economy grew 2.5%. So the Fed was 0.4 percentage points too low. Ahead of Donald Trump's election, the Fed's forecast missed in the other direction. In December of 2015, the Fed's median forecast for the next year's growth was 2.1%. In fact, the economy grew just 1.8% in the final year of Barack Obama's presidency. The Fed's forecasts do not get more reliable when projected into the future. Back in December 2016, the Fed projected growth would fall to 2.0% in 2017 and 1.9% in 2020. Sound familiar? That's right, it is almost the same forecast the Fed makes now. In other words, the Fed has been predicting that growth will fall to somewhere just under 2% over the next few years and then pushing out the forecast ever further into the future as growth outperformed its forecast. There's a good reason for this. The Fed's economic model predicts that the long-run rate of growth for the economy is around 1.9 to 1.8%. So its forecasts consistently show that in the future the growth rate returns to that level. But the forecast is not the economy. And economic reality has consistently outperformed the forecast. So there's no rational basis for saying the Trump administration should revise its view of economic growth to match that of the Federal Reserve.